Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and the snow has stopped for the moment in downtown Sitka, but Jeff Budd brought enough in on his boots this morning to more than make up for the lack of any kind of snowfall.
I apologize. What did you say? My boots were dripping? No.
They were puddling.
Puddling. My boots were puddling.
Yeah. It's kind of a sticky snow this morning. So
it's pretty, though.
Yeah, it is.
I apologize for puddling.
That's all right. That's all right, because you more than make up for it by letting us know what's going on in the world of the Greater Sitka Arts Council
and Rotary this time.
And Rotary, and it seems like things are sort of getting cranked up.
It's still be the season again.
I'm trying to think if they ever crank down in Sitka anymore, but it's definitely cranking up. The Rotary Art Auction is this weekend, among several events we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
So,
and while we're at, let me just give a quick plug for Sitka and how vibrant the arts are. I got to go to that statewide arts council. I should have mentioned I was going to want to do this. And five different Sitka people were recognized and or presented there. Fine Arts Camp with Roger, Norm Campbell with his 30-foot painting or drawing, Ellen Frankenstein and her work with film. John Straley was a presenter a couple times, and then Terry Rothgar talked about this amazing project that she's going to begin. So, and it was just kind of like, why are they talking about all these other people, other cities in Alaska, when it's really all the stuff that's happening here in Sitka?
Well, that's Norm Campbell was in your chair last Friday talking about the art conversations he was having with Ted Howard and John Straley over the weekend. And he mentioned the same thing. And was anybody, was any other community recognized at the statewide arts conference?
You know, Anchorage was there, and there was a bunch of people. And from a variety of places, you know, Homer and Petersburg and Juneau and Fairbanks and Anchorage, and I forget where all else, but and Ketchikan as well. But this place really sparkles.
Yeah, per capita, Sitka and the region really do their bit for the arts in the state. And this weekend
we're having, Rotary is having a Rotary art auction, and people have been so generous, so please don't bring any more things to Alps. We have over 100 items that we're going to auction off on Saturday, the 28th, 7 o'clock at the Rasmussen Building on the Fine Arts Campus.
And have you had a chance to look over some of the donations?
I've looked at most of it, and of course I'm not a art expert, but some of the things look pretty interesting and pretty good, and there's going to be some minimum bids and some, I'm not sure where they'll be able to do both a silent auction and an out loud bidding auction as well.
Okay.
So I think people that have what I've kind of phrased it, if you have a smudge on your wall and you want to cover it up, be a great opportunity. If you have a hole in your wall, not like a literal hole,
right?
You know, a place to, you need some decoration, there'd be some nice things to look at and make a decision there.
Anything on black velvet?
No, because I'm keeping my Velvet Elvis.
Okay.
I don't think anybody would get rid of that kind of thing. That's too precious.
Huh. All right. So it's going to be this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
The 28th at 7 o'clock, and it's going to benefit
Rotary,
which is a civic organization in town that does a lot of good things, but I guess mainly Rotary is involved in a student exchange.
That's one program. Of the things that Rotary International is looking at, polio, literacy, malaria, clean water, on and on it goes. And PEACE is one of their newest things, too. So it's, you know, it's a worldwide organization. It's been around since the 1910s or something. I think we try to brag that we're the oldest civic organization in the country. And we have, we include Russia now. And so it's a big deal. We do all kinds of things locally. And at this art auction, there'll be this shelter box, which is this big tub that can be sent to places where there's been an earthquake, or when they're talking about the tsunami over there in Japan, or if we ever have one here, we might end up with them. But it's got a tent and stove and all kinds of things, so people can look at that. And we're trying to purchase a couple of those as well.
All right,
give to the international organizations.
Nice. And what is the event going to be like for people who attend? Is there going to be food, music?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Kind of
Thank
a soiree.
You for asking. Yeah? Yeah. The Sitniks will be playing, and there'll be snacks. Sailor's Choice Coffee will be there. So we hope to make it relaxed and kind of fun, and we'll try to go through the thing, get people out of there, and let them make their decisions, but not rush anybody, of course. But hopefully it'll be just relaxed and kind of fun. And this is our first attempt at it, so we'll probably learn from a few of our mistakes, and if we do it again, we'll do it better.
Okay, and it sounds like a good idea because
I wish it was mine, but it wasn't.
You can have nice art in your home, but yeah. After a few years, it's probably not a bad idea to replace it, and rather than just putting it in the closet, you know, letting somebody else enjoy it for a while. So kind of a recycled.
Yeah. Project. And people have been so generous, too. I mean, and it's exactly that. This has been sitting in the closet, or we haven't looked at this for years. Let's pass along and see if somebody else will enjoy it.
Okay.
But the generosity has just been wonderful.
So 7 o'clock this Saturday at the Rasmussen Center on SJ campus.
Sir.
All right. So that's something to look forward to. But this isn't the only arts event coming up this week.
There's lots of stuff coming
there's,
up.
There's the Broadway Duets on Friday.
Yep. It's part of one of the areas that the Arts Council is... When we kind of revitalized, we wanted to bring back community theater and the people involved with that, your own Ed Ronco, your wife, Shannon from the newspaper, and a bunch of other paper people, Bill Davis. Last year they had the play Rumors. They had the same kind of fundraiser last year. They did that radio theater, which was awesome. And then in April, your bride again will be directing Moon Over Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the theater, the people, this town likes theater. It's been really, really good. And then the high school is going to do a play. And the cool thing about this is that, and you know more about it than I do, the play Moon Over Buffalo is a play about a play. And the play within the play is Cyrano, right?
Right.
And then the high school is going to do Cyrano, and they're going to be able to share the stage and the sets and all that stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that pretty accurate?
Yes. It's an interesting overlap because... The arts community here it's looking for efficiencies all the time because there isn't a ton of money to do this stuff. But last year we had there was Rumors, and the high school play kind of shared Arsenic and Old Lace shared. I mean, the sets look completely different, but there were some structures that were built for. With both those shows in mind, so you got some efficiencies there. And then with Moon Over Buffalo and Cyrano, you've got mainly what you've got is sword play. I mean, Cyrano there's a lot of sword fighting in Cyrano. So they had a sword fighting clinic this weekend here in Sitka, and it was actors from both Cyrano and Moon Over Buffalo. Because the very first scene of Moon Over Buffalo is the actors from Cyrano spill off the stage into kind of the green room, but they're still sword fighting. and so they just decided to kind of, maybe this isn't the right expression, kill two birds with one stone and teach everybody the choreography for the sword fighting because it's, it will be useful in both plays. So, not a coincidence that it's lined up like
that's
this.
All that's going to be exciting. It's neat to see live theater.
Yeah, and the Moon Over Buffalo is going to be in April, and Cyrano will be staged by the high school in May, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, the Broadway Duets this Friday is a fundraiser to support these endeavors.
Yeah, people went last year just wild out about it.
Do you know how many acts there are going to be?
No.
And
8, 10.
Okay.
I'm not singing.
It's going to be at the... it's going.
Just in case.
Were you invited?
No, nobody asked me to sing either.
It's going to be at the Westmark Sitka, 7 o'clock this Friday.
Right.
And I gather that some of the people who debuted last year will be returning, but rather than solo performances, every act is going to be a duet.
Well, nobody asked me to be a duet with them either.
Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you didn't indicate that you were available to
singing?
To the right circle of folks. Am I?
Yes,
no.
Sir. Okay.
No.
Maybe we can go crash it.
That's true. There's still time.
Yeah.
We could get something ready. So, but that's kind of exciting. And then this is just the beginning of I pulled up the February Sitka Arts calendar. Greater Sitka Arts Council calendar in February. It looks like there's you're going to have the Haunted Wind Chimes at the Performing Arts Center.
Part of Ardi Gras.
Yeah, and they're going to be doing a workshop, and then on the 24th of February, and then the first annual Great Songwriters Concert at the Performing Arts Center on the 25th, and then Lookout in March. That's really the main Ardi Gras season.
Yeah.
And March is just chock-a-block with things.
We got two wearable art shows, the second and third. There'll be the 48-hour film festival. Ray Troll's coming over and will be in the high schools. He'll also be doing a drawing workshop over at the Sitka Sound Science Center. And then he's going to do a musical science hour.
He's going to bring the Ratfish Wranglers?
No, we're having local Ratfish
Wranglers. Oh, all right.
So you'll So Ray's going to rehearse with those guys and gals. And then these, whatever a musical science hour is, that's what's going to happen at the community house on the 9th of February. No, 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 that can't be right. It must be the 9th of March. I don't know.
The musical science hour.
Is it March 8th or 9th?
I don't see it. I see Ode to Sitka on the 9th, the Gallery Walk, Ray Troll, local high school art classes on the 8th.
Oh, so then it will, yes. And then he'll be there on the 9th. Okay. And
in addition,
drawing workshop.
Yeah, and then the 48-hour film festival on the 7th of March.
Yep.
Of course, hopefully nobody's trying to scratch all these notes down. You don't have to. You just go online, sitkaarts.org.
Yes,
sir. It's all there for you. Jeff, we're just about out of time. But
thank you, Robert.
One last thing, though. You and Laura Kaltenstein are going to be giving a presentation this Sunday.
5 o'clock about our bicycle ride from the Canadian border to the Mexican border.
Down Highway 1 in California.
Yes, sir. That was a good trip.
So if the snow, if you're experiencing a little snow and cold fatigue, maybe you and Laura will transport us,
foggy West Coast.
That's not exactly the softball I was pitching at you.
There were some very sunny days, too.
All right. We look forward to that. And what time will that be?
5 o'clock at the library.
Right. Riding down Highway 1, 5 o'clock
and
at the library.
But mostly 1. Thanks, Robert.
Okay, don't forget the art auction this Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Rasmussen Center, a benefit for the Rotary, Sitka Rotary. And then on Friday, the day before, 7 o'clock at the Westmark Broadway Duets. And then Sunday at 5.
Oh, that's right. Jeff, 3 days in a row.
Yeah, Jeff Budd and Laura Kaltenstein at talking about bike riding down Highway 1 at Kittleson Library. Jeff Budd is with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for
coming
in
Robert.
This morning.